Hello again, listeners. You're listening to Queen Bee's Ride or Die. This is episode 2, season 1. So today, again, I decided to bring back my ride or die friend, Yesenia Fernandez, and she's going to talk to us a little bit about her personal testimony about a season in her life that she went through that she really thought it was going to kill her. And when I mean kill her, she really thought she was going to die. So Yesenia, I want you to share with our listeners a little bit about this season. It was a dark season. I know we've shared that before.
Yes.
A little bit about why you felt that you were going to die in this season.
Well, for years, you know, I struggled to find a purpose behind my pain. A little backbone to the trials that led me to the pain, first and foremost, was Fabian was a preemie. My marriage of 20 years ended. My ex-husband hooked up with my friend slash co-worker, and I was hurt by the church. Those are just a few trials, and amazingly, God already knew I was strong. My pain was an opportunity to discover how strong I was, and in Christ, I was strong. I can say, you know, maturity helped. I seen the world differently. It changed it changed through the years, you know. Without pain, I can say that I would have never truly appreciated the hope that I needed. Without pain, I would have neglected the need for saving and salvation. Awareness came with that, you know.
I hate to interrupt, but you are talking about a salvation and a hope that only came through Jesus Christ.
Only came through Jesus.
Because I know some of our listeners are, what hope, what salvation?
Important things were different. How I seen was just, you know, God, love, your family, and hope. I didn't allow God to heal me, and that created strongholds.
Definitely.
I was unteachable. I was dealing with the battlefield of mine. The battles were won and lost to the enemy. The battle was with the flesh, was in the flesh, and in its spirit, you know. The process of me thinking created strongholds. And the enemy took advantage of moments in my life where I was just broken, hurt.
So I want to ask you, how did you discover for yourself that you had power over the enemy?
It's in the Word. The Word of God says, 2 Corinthians 4:16 in NIV, the pain of practice injures and the grind of the season is all worth it when a team holds up that championship trophy. The Word says, you know, it's living and active, you know, Hebrews 4:12.
Wow, Yesenia, what a revelation that God brought over your life. And I believe he brought that over your life to give you victory in that everything you had gone through. And friend, you're braver than me because I would have probably been killing somebody in jail, okay?
No, I needed a job.
So what was your turning point that you discovered for yourself that you had victory in this trials, friend?
I have my spiritual cousin. His name is Simon Gonzalez III. I speak to him almost every day, and he just told me one day, he goes, girl,
woo,
write down what you want God to do in your life.
Amen.
Declare the word over your life.
Amen.
Put the full armor of God.
Whoop, whoop.
That's when I started seeing God move in my life. Amen. I realigned my heart with the word of God. Mm-hmm. It was so important to me to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
When you're the Holy Spirit, is, man, it's so powerful.
Mm-hmm.
And as the Holy Spirit was speaking to me, strongholds were being exposed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thank God, you know, for the spiritual armor that he left in us, because it's the only weapons that we need to defeat the enemy in every demonic attack that he throws at us.
Amen.
Those weapons are mighty in him to pull down the strongholds.
Ooh.
As the Holy Spirit was speaking, I evaluated some things that I have been holding on to, like, for a couple of years.
What were some of those things, if you don't mind sharing with us?
As I prayed, God spoke to me. You know, I apologized to the ex-friend and co-worker back then for gossiping and slandering her name. I was able to reach out to her and apologize to her. Like, one day, you know, he said, you're going to call her and you're going to tell her you're sorry for, you know, for just talking about her in general, you know, because at the time, you know, I was fighting with flesh. And she had, when I called her, you know, I said, first of all, let's, you know, I prayed about it. And I said, let God have the glory right here in whatever comes out of this conversation. The minute that I said, I'm sorry, she just started crying.
Wow, what a testimony.
She started crying and she's like, I have been praying for this day. Wow. She even said, she goes, if you would have told me this a year ago, I would have said, you're crazy. But God knew that I wasn't ready, and God knew that this was perfect timing, because I had surrendered. She had surrendered her life to Jesus and was saved by grace.
Wow.
I was free from that stronghold right there and then. Free from that pain. And I can say that all that pain was worth it. I am strong and set free. And I am thankful for the Holy Spirit and for my obedience.
Amen. Wow, Yesenia, what a powerful testimony. You guys, so as you can tell, she went not only through one trial, it was many trials that she endured. But when she realized who her real enemy was, you know, and here we, you know, she realized the real battle she was fighting against, you know, it wasn't flesh and blood. You know, many times when we're in a season, when someone has hurt us or, you know, they've wounded us, we think it's that person. No, behind that person, there's a spirit. And many times it's a demonic spirit that comes. You know, the word of God says in John 10:10, the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But in that same verse, it says, but Jesus came to give us abundant living. And guess what? When Yesenia discovered that she had abundant living through Christ, and when she decided to be obedient to the word of God, many people would have thought, girl, you're crazy. Like, are you really going to call that ex-friend, ex-coworker and apologize to her? But guess what? When you're in that spirit, the things of God don't make sense to the average human person. So I want to tell you, I applaud you for that, because you're brave, friend. I don't know if I could have done it, and I'm just being honest.
Well, it says in scripture, you know, love your enemies, and truly it does say that, and I can say that. When we talked for 54 minutes.
Wow.
Like 54 minutes. Haven't spoken in like 2 years and a half or so. And it does say, you know, love your enemies.
Yeah. And I mean, the freedom that came from it, friend.
Girl,
you know,
I was praising God. I called Sister B. I couldn't. I'm like, Sister B, guess what happened? And then I'm like, Sammy Joe, guess what happened? I'm just like if you need encouragement, girl, this is it. Come on now. Like, I don't know what else. Like, I mean.
Yeah, definitely. Because when, you know, God brings it to you, it's not like your friends bringing it to you. It's God giving you that revelation.
It truly is. I told my one of my best friends, you know, her name is Stacey Davis. I said, girl, like, you know, she's, you know, she's having a hard day. And I said, have you talked to Jesus? Like, I said, sister, I said, I don't know if you've noticed, but I haven't called venting to you, because I've been to Jesus.
Amen.
He hears me. He's going to understand, you know, he's the only one that's going to change the situation.
Definitely.
Through prayer and get on your knees.
Yeah.
I always tell all my friends, when's the last time you got on your knees, girl? When is the last time you got on your knees and started praying and fasting? And I was telling my friend, I said, just talk to him. Vent to him.
Yeah.
He will be with you. Man will fail you, but God won't.
Thank you for sharing that, Yesenia. I want to remind you, I don't know if you remember, one of the first times that, you know, when you would ask me a lot of the questions, what was one thing that I told you? Yesenia, you have the power. Go to what source?
The Bible.
The Bible.
And I carry it everywhere.
Yeah.
It's funny, because one of my other good friends, Diana, you know, she'd be rolling up the gym, and she's like, I think that's Yesenia's car. And then she told her boyfriend, Joel, yeah, that's her. Her Bible's right there on the dashboard. So, yeah, she's here. So I take it. Yeah. And for her to notice that.
Yeah.
It's amazing mm-hmm. that she notices
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Because people are watching, you know, they're watching our, you know, what we're speaking is lining up with how we're living, you know? So I love that. So I want to share this with you guys. Remember at the end of the day that there's Yesenia's truth and there's my truth. But as she said it, the living Bible, the word of God is God's ultimate truth.
Yes.
You know, that truth, it's unshakable. It cannot be moved. And it is truth above everything. I want to applaud you, Yesenia, for being raw, being real, sharing your heart with us today. And I just want to say thank you because, y'all, she got victory, y'all. So
yes.
the
Praise
victory,
Jesus.
Y'all, is in that obedience to do radical things that will not make sense to the average human. But I promise you, if you give it to the Lord and you surrender whatever situation you're in, you know, I believe that the Lord will give you also victory. I thank you for being on the show with me.
Thank you for thank having you. Me.
Yeah. And thank you for being that ride or die kind of friend. Hey, friend, but I want to remind you again that Jesus wants to be your ultimate ride or die. Stay tuned for the next episode. We love y'all. Peace out. Queen B.
Yesenia.